Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport. Doing our daily podcast, we're heading into the feast season. Rosh Hashanah is upon us this week. So we're going to release some prophetic insights from this feast. And I kept hearing this for today. Creative miracles for your life, what you're believing for. And we'll tie it to this feast. Open your heart to a fresh start, send your fears away. You've made mistakes, you feel it. You got what it takes, believe it. Any wrong can be made right, just forgive it, you need not fight. Shana tova umetuka, it's Rosh Hashanah. Shana na 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 tova umetuka. Keep your apple in the honey, it's Rosh Hashanah.
Waiting to find you. Open your eyes, the dreams you prize are all around you. The smiles are hiding. No use.
Well, there you go. New hopes. That's what I want you to believe for today as we celebrate this great feast, Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets, Head of the Year, whatever you want to call it. There's many different names, but it's the 12th day of September 2023 here on our daily podcast. So glad you're joining us. Thank you for all those that blessed me and sent me blessings yesterday on my birthday. And you get to a time in your life where they're not as important as they used to be in the sense that you used to celebrate a lot when you were younger, but you're thankful you passed another one. You had another birthday. So thank you for that, each and every one. I thank God for life and the purpose of being used by His glory and to walk in His ways. That's the joy of life on earth, but we also know it's temporary, this tent, this tabernacle. We're going to one day have our tabernacles with Him eternally, and I'm looking forward to that day for all of us that will occur, and that's what that feast will be about. We'll talk about that later, maybe in a couple weeks on the Feast of Tabernacles. But this is Rosh Hashanah, Friday night it starts here, 5784, the Hebraic year will start. There's controversy about it being actually the head of the year, the beginning of the year. Most of us celebrate it that way. The first month in the Bible actually is Passover. This is a different tradition. I've listened to Messianics who totally disagree with it. Some agree with it. On. Look, it's still a great mindset to think about. Look, I'm starting afresh, I'm new. It is a trump sound, and I think that's what I want to speak about today prophetically for your life and whatever you're believing for new beginnings. How many of y'all could use some new beginnings? I could. We all could, right? And this feast will describe that, and we'll lay it out a little bit. So this will be kind of a teaching prophetic insight. So I hope this encourages you. So let's listen in. Let's press in. Let's start first with our scripture, which is 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. This is the Feast of Trumpets, right? And the dead in Christ will rise. Then we who are alive will remain, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So we shall always be with the Lord. So where does that come from? Where does Paul get that revelation? Admittedly, we know he was taken to the third heaven. He could have been shown this, that's for sure. But this is in the face of all revelation must be found in the Word, right? So the only word Paul would have known was that of the Old Testament. So if this revelation is true, it must be found in the Old Testament. We should be able to find it, right? Some in a prophetic form in some way. So where's the first time we hear a trump or a wind being released? When could we ask this question? When was the first, quote, Rosh Hashanah, this Feast of Trumpet, this wind blowing? And we can look to Genesis 2, verse 7. It says, and the Lord God formed man of dust and from the ground, and he breathed his nostrils the breath of life, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Breathe, nafchak, is the Hebrew word, means to blow hard, or breathe. So the sound of the breath of life is what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's what it's about. So when God released his breath and sound, it was the same day that changed the world. when he breathed life. And so we want to say, God, thank you for that. The psalm that is read seven times on Rosh Hashanah is Psalms 47. It says, oh, clap your hands, excuse me, all peoples, shout to God with the voice of joy, for the Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdues peoples under us and nations under his feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. God has ascended with a shout, and the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises, for God is King over the whole earth. Sing praises with a skillful psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have assembled themselves as the people of God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Now, our voice is a trumpet or a shofar. That's what it's alluding to. When we shout to God with the voice of triumph or joy, it is both an ascension to praise to God, but it's also rehearsal of us ascending and to him, ascending to be with him. So Paul already knew or already had this theology of a shout and trumpet equaling the ascension of Jesus. So my verse 7 there, in 98 verses 6 and through 9, 6 and 9 says, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout joyfully before the King, before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth, and he will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. So when we shout and blow our sound, we are declaring for the Lord to come as the righteous judge. So Rosh Hashanah and the trumpet have always the sound of the Lord as his role as King, our King and the King of the entire world. Okay, so he created the life within all of us, created, and he took from nothing, dust, right? Whatever the earth was made of at that time, and he breathed life into it, and he in a sense blew a trumpet into us, and we came alive. Now think about that first of all, and then we shout, and it brings us to him, and we elevate ourselves to the King, take ourselves to be before the King, I should say. But I want you to understand this. He took from nothing and made life. And I want to say that to you today. I believe that this Rosh Hashanah is going to be a life from the dead season. Have an expectation as we lay this truth out that God can breathe into nothing but dust and bring life to it. How many of you have some dreams that look like they're nothing but dust? Well, think about this feast this week and begin to decree Rosh Hashanah over your dead things and say, God, breathe. Let this shout, this breath that you breathe into Adam, breathe into what you have promised and what you have prophesied over us. So the feast represents the Lord as number one, as King. And then another thing it does is the reading of the books and the Lord sitting on his throne. Those are three basic things that this feast speaks of. The sign that he's sitting on his throne as King and judge is the shofar. So when God blows over your issues, he's coming from the throne. It's him as King, as judge, and as shofar. And he's blowing it, and he's saying the King is here, the court's in session, the earth is being judged. So everything that's been keeping back what you've been believing for because of whatever circumstances there are, and maybe there's things that are unjust that have come against you, guess what? The King, the judge, will blow his shofar, the court's in session, and everything that is unjust is being judged. Okay. During that day, all over Israel, throughout its history, it's blown various amounts of time. There are these numbers, 42, 60, and 100. But the most accurate biblical references that we can find seem to be 30 notes. And it's interesting that Judas was paid 30 pieces of silver for the life of Messiah. Yom Terah, that's what it's called. Now, many blow it two different times at 30 each, but that seems to be the consistent number. It's said that the blowing of the shofar places terror in the heart of Satan because it reminds him that he has an end, and now we understand the sound represents the Lord's kingship and him as judge. Okay, I want you to catch this. So during this Rosh Hashanah season, for your dreams, for your visions, for what you're believing for, what God has promised you, I'm not talking about your fantasies, I'm talking about what God has spoken to your heart, what he's spoken in his word to you. You need to see this feast this week as him being king and judge. King means he has all authority, all rule and power belong to him. There's none other that can exalt themselves above them. So if you have a voice over your life says you can't have that or you can't do that, guess what? He is over that. And that somebody judges you unjustly, done something evil to you, done something evil to our nation, whatever. He is judge. Do we not need God's shofar to be blown over our nations, over America, over South Africa, over Israel, wherever you're listening to us today? Okay? So let's put this in context of what this feast represents for us this year, is that his ability to take from nothing and make something. His ability that with him all things are possible, but we must have his sound. And this Yom Terah, this sound of the trumpet that's blown, is a reminder. And I love it that the 30 times, well, 30 was silver, right? And when he blew his trumpet, when he blows his trumpet, he redeems what was meant for evil and turns it for good. And his death and resurrection power is upon it. So that shofar is not put up in an attic somewhere, put on a shelf somewhere. It's his voice. I was reading Joel chapter 2, and it just talks about how when he utters his voice, everything moves and everything comes into alignment when he utters that voice. There's nothing that can be withheld when he does. So he's talking about his great army there, that as he utters his voice, then his army moves. For it's in chapter 2, verse 11, he says, the Lord utters his voice before his army. Surely his camp is very great, for strong is he who carries out his word. The day of the Lord is indeed great and very awesome. Who can endure it? So what it tells you here is that when he utters, when he blows that voice, that shofar, it says that his camp becomes great and he carries out his word. He's strong enough to do it. The Lord indeed is great and very awesome. So I want to stop right there. We'll pick up tomorrow. But I want to stop right there, and I want to say that the trump of the Lord is blowing over your army, over the things that you're fighting for. And be assured that he is strong because he carries his word in his voice. And this feast this year is a feast of creative miracles. That's what I keep hearing. Creative miracles, maybe physically for you, but also spiritually, but even in the natural realm, that God can do this for you in such a special way. Do not be discouraged right now if it looks like it's just dirt, it's dust. God has the ability, Olam El, we talked about it Sunday in our message, that the God who's outside of time can go back and repair trauma and fix problems from the past through our repentance and bring us into a new day. And in that day, life can come forth and God can breathe a new life. He's judge and king. His shofar speaks of that. That's what this feast speaks of. So be ready for this appearing of his voice in your life today. Be ready for the appearing of his voice over you and in you and everything that you're believing for. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for your goodness today. I thank you that you care for your people. Lord, that you don't withhold your goodness, and that, Lord, on Rosh Hashanah, the first one, when you created the earth, you created man. Lord, I thank you that you can do it again. Do it again this year, 5784. Let it be a new beginning for all of us who are waiting for our promises to be said yes and amen over. Your word says that they are, and we apply the truth of this feast today to what we're going after. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right, join us tomorrow. We'll keep picking up here. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our podcast. We love you. Don't forget, we're coming into feast season. So starting this Friday night at 6:30, we'll be doing our Rosh Hashanah service. Don't miss it. If you're in the Shreveport-Bossier area, come and see it and be with us. If you're not, watch online as we share the truths of the feast. These are revelations that reveal why we are saved and the power of our salvation through Christ Jesus. For he is the feast, and he fulfilled them all. You can watch online at our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, YouTube, Facebook, or go to our app. Thanks for joining us today. We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.